Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were under a lot of pressure today here. We had corn down 8 to 8.5 cents. December corn now in the delivery period down 8 at 368 and a quarter. March corn down 8.5 at 373. Look briefly here at a March chart. The market retraced back to the downside after getting near the 50-day moving average, which was at 384. The market closed about 9 cents off that high and went as high as 382 and closed, of course, at 373. Beans were the weakest grain today, down 18 to 20 cents. March beans at 889, down 19, roughly 5 cents off of the low from today. But they have erased some of the gains from last week. We're back near that moving average. If it closes here in March, down here, the moving average, of course, is about 885. So we're right on that level. Wheat futures down 1.5 in the March Chicago wheat at 483, 1 cent off the low. March Kansas City down 5.75 at 474.75, about a half cent off the low there as well. July 16, Kansas City back below $5 at 495.75. It continues to be about 20 cents below the 50-day moving average of 515.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Several things on the news today. We had exports to kick off the morning. Expected for wheat, 200 to 400,000. It came in at 225. Corn came in at 491,000, expecting 400 to 600, so right in the middle of the range for corn. And beans, despite being down hard today, were actually a little bit positive at 1.72 million metric tons. We're expecting 1.45 to 1.7. Also had a 115,000 announcement of metric tons of corn to Mexico for 15-16. China has imported a record U.S. Amount of U.S. ethanol in the month of October. That tends to be a growing, or seems to be a growing market for us, and hopefully that will grow into the future. And then also this week, we've got the monthly world and U.S. supply and demand report. Now, that'll be Wednesday morning. The estimates early on here for the 15-16 U.S. carryout are a little bit higher for the corn, a little bit lower for beans, and a little bit higher for wheat. So higher for corn and wheat, a little bit lower for beans. On the world level, compared to last month, corn 212.1 metric tons, a little bit higher than last month. Beans are expected to be a little bit lower at 82.6, and wheat a little bit lower at 226.4. Again, that's Wednesday morning, 11 a.m.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle down 265 at 121.62, February down 207 at 127.15. January feeder cattle $3 lower at 156.45, March down 322 at 154.07. December lean hogs down 157 at 55.47 and February down 157 at 57.52. December Kansas City wheat down 2 at 461.5. March down 6 at 474.5. December Chicago wheat down 1 at 470.25. December corn down 7.75 at 368.5. March down 8.5 at 373. January soybeans down 21.75 at 882.25, with March down 22.25 at 885.75. December cotton down 83 at 62.40 with March down 14 at 64.57. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.